knock it out for good. The way he's been playing out there, playing like a man possessed. A minute and 41 to go in the football game now. Bearcats looking at fourth down and four.
You got to believe Nouvelle's going to sell out on this punt block here. They're going to try and bring it, force something here. As right now, you know, time is not on their side. They need to make a play.
Well, it looks like they're taking the punter out right now for Ubley. Maybe Ubley goes to... Well, we'll have to see what Coach Becker and Coach Sweeney come up with here.
I don't think you want to do anything too fancy. I think
I would agree.
You got to just get it out of there. And
I think you're going to see Max protect here as they're going to...
Nope, there he is. He's back in.
Fourth down and four coming up. 34-21, the Bearcats with the lead, in case you may be just joining us here as we're coming up on 9:20 in the evening here. A minute and 41 left to go in the football game. The Bearcats 34, Nouvelle 21. Bearcats looking at fourth down and four and are forced to kick. It's a high snap, but it's a good kick that will take a Bearcat bounce.
Oh, beautiful bounce.
Down inside the 40, picked up at the 35. And brought up to about the 37-yard line.
Nicely done.
A great punt to a good bounce, and not much on the return there. Only about a gain of about a yard or two on the return.
1:29 left in the game.
Well, basically, Nouvelle's got to chuck it.
Yep.
I mean, there's just no way around it. They've got to throw it. The Bearcats can now kind of hang back on defense and maybe look for a pick to
you
steal
bet.
This football game.
And the bad thing for Nouvelle is that it looks like, I was just checking the flag out there, that flag is still flying pretty well out there. A nice stiff wind they're going into here. So any ball that gets thrown up high in the air is likely to be batted down by the wind. I think you'll see Ubley maybe rush four here and drop everybody else.
34-21, Ubley with the lead, hanging on with 1:29 to go in the football game.
They've definitely softened up the zone there.
Bradley Joint in the shotgun, back to throw, looking downfield, penalty marker on the play, pass incomplete on the far side, intended for Augustine, I believe, over there.
And I think Nouvelle may have not had enough men on the line of scrimmage.
That pass intended for Ryan Sting, number 8. Who's been the recipient of a hit or two this evening as well.
Yeah, he's had the Tyler Peruski bowling ball hit him a few times this evening.
And this will go against Nouvelle. They'll stop the clock here with 1:23 to go in the ballgame. 34-21, the trophy to be presented to one of these two teams. I don't want to declare anybody the winner just yet.
No, after what we've seen.
There's been all kinds of goofy stuff happen here, including us getting knocked off the air three or four times. So, with 1:23 left to go, Nouvelle with a little bit of life, although it's fading fast. They are trailing the Bearcats. 34-21, Ubley looking for a third straight district title. Joint bobbles the snap, and he'll get the pass away. Nobody out there. It's incomplete. Intended Ty Jacobs, the only one in the neighborhood, but underthrown.
Again, running that soft zone, it allows you to sit back a little bit.
Yeah, and Ubley with four defenders in the neighborhood there, so even if it was caught, I don't imagine that Ty Jacobs is going to get too far.
I don't want to touch nothing here. God knows we might get knocked off the air again, but 1:17 to go in this one. It's been an agonizing last, say, 3 or 4 minutes if you're an Ubley fan.
Oh, you
just
bet.
Just waiting for that time to tick off and waiting for Nouvelle to make some plays here. Bearcat defense certainly has made some plays here tonight. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. A high snap by Joint. He'll pull it down and hand it off. And it's going to be Bennett Lewis, the ball carrier, and
short of that first down.
Yes, taken down at the 42-yard line. The clock running 105 and counting. Nouvelle looking at third down and about four.
Probably defensive backs about 15 yards back.
Fans on their feet. The pass is completed and kept
great
in
tackle.
Bounds. Yes, kept in bounds.
Brian Nash stuffed him.
Was the Nouvelle receiver. Fourth down coming up. 40 seconds to play in this one. Nouvelle apparently out of timeouts.
Well, here's the season.
Part three.
Fourth down and five. 30 seconds to go. Nouvelle All hanging in the balance right here. The pass completed but dropped for a loss in the backfield. And the Bearcats will go on to the regional title game. They have 23 seconds left in this one.
Now the fans can celebrate.
34-21.
Jim Becker's loving it.
His defensive unit has leveled some pretty big hits up
yes,
there.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Very well coached.
And this is a game where if you're Saginaw Nouvelle, you're going to remember this one.
Oh, you bet. The hits that Ubley was passing out were
like Halloween candy. candy you were handing out last weekend, which I heard wasn't very good. But
there it is.
Bearcats take the snap, and the final seconds will tick away. Don't touch nothing. We don't want to go off the air again here. Bearcats are going to claim they're going to get the hat trick here tonight. Third straight district championship on this field.
Congratulations to the Ubley Bearcats. They earned it tonight.
They will move on to either play Ravenna or Merrill. That game is a 1 o'clock start tomorrow. The final seconds have ticked away, and 34-21 is your final score. You'll want to read all about this fantastic football game as Paul Adams will snap some pictures of the district champions out there, and he'll have a heck of a write-up. You can bet your boots on that one.
Well, you know, I was just looking at some of the second half numbers, and really there's not a lot of numbers to go over. Nouvelle took that ball on their very first drive, a nice 11-play, 64-yard drive for a touchdown, but then a lot of mistakes here. You know, Ubley with a fumble recovered by Nouvelle, but then four plays later, Brian Nash with the interception. Ubley goes out on downs, Nouvelle punts, and then our computer kind of went bad here, but I still got the, you know, then Curtis Booms, you know, with a huge, huge play there with the interception return for a touchdown, and then, you know, the Ubley defense just stepping up, and, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people are looking at this game here, you know, Saginaw Nouvelle, a name program, you know, a recent champion in Division VI, and, you know, I think some people were pretty nervous about this game, and rightfully so. That Nouvelle team is one to be reckoned with, but you know, this is just kind of adds to Ubley's mystique, if you will. I mean, they've got the 32-game regular season winning streak, a third district championship, a chance for another regional championship next week, trip to the semifinals of Ford Field looming after that. So, you know, a lot of things going right for this Ubley team that a lot of people, frankly, didn't think was going to make it to this point this year. So, you know, you got to really, you know, hand it to Coach Sweeney and Becker and all the Ubley staff there. They have just really done a whale of a job this season, and they look to continue it next weekend.
Well said. I really can't.
No, I can't top that.
Yeah, no, I can't. Jason did a tremendous job there. Just kind of in a nutshell, what has happened here, and for the Bearcats, they are getting ready to accept their medals, and the district championship trophy will be presented by Athletic Director Dan Delamarter to Ubley Head Coach Bill Sweeney in just a few moments. The Nouvelle Catholic Central Panthers will line up near the 40-yard line. They will watch this, and Coach Boyd will tell them, this is where we want to be next year. We're not going to get it this year, of course, but this is where we want to be next year. So
and
watch this.
Learn the lesson.
And this
is a relatively young team. I know a lot of the names we mentioned tonight, Ty Jacobs, Bennett Lewis, Joseph Buchowski, all juniors on this team. So a lot of young players on this team. The offensive line, relatively young, a sophomore and a couple of juniors. So they're going to soak this in, and they're going to want to come back and, you know, who knows? They may meet up with the same Ubley team again next season and have a chance to dethrone them.
Well, Jason, you mentioned Nouvelle loaded with juniors. You look up and down this Ubley roster, only going to lose a handful of seniors, so this Bearcat team will be right back here next year as well.
And they're going to remember this moment, and they're going to want to be right back here too.
And it'll be a fight for home field. I believe home field has to be the difference in a lot of these football games. Tonight certainly was evident.
Well, when you think about it, you know, Saginaw Nouvelle, probably about a two-hour or so bus ride. You know, sitting in a nice warm bus, and then they come out and they step into this, you know, 35-degree air out here with the wind chill, probably making it more like 25 degrees, a few snowflakes flying when we pulled into the parking lot. And, you know, they actually got off to a pretty good start there, but then, you know, Ubley coming back with 28 unanswered, and Nouvelle unable to get back in, or they dug themselves that hole.
34-21, the final score. The Bearcats have won this football game, and will move on to play either Ravenna or Merrill. Jason and Coach Rowland, I think we're going to take a break here. We'll get through the final commercials in our roll-up, and we'll come back to wrap things up here from Ubley.